Hello.
Hello there.
So.
So I know this is going to sound really pretentious, but that's too small. Don't
That's
have anything
okay.
that small. In a lab world, it's crazy to try to find anything under 2 carats, which
Okay.
just blows my mind.
Yeah.
That in is considered small, because it's not. I mean, a carat plus is a perfectly fine size. Unfortunately,
Yeah.
not in the lab world.
It's just a grandma making a necklace for her granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a 10 by, so the smallest one I have in a lab marquee is a carat and a half, and it's like a 12 by 6.
How much is it?
453.
I don't think I can fit that in what I've budgeted her. She didn't want to go too much bigger, which I agree, it didn't look good if she went too much bigger as a necklace.
Could I propose something to you? And you could totally tell me, no,
Sure.
Cameron, I don't want to do that. But I can put in a request to my New York City office and tell them, if you
Okay.
find me a 1 1/4, plus or minus a little bit, that's, as close to 10 to 5 as we can get. If you
Yeah.
give me a max budget, if they go find it, could I send it on invoice? Would that be something you would be okay with? Because even if it's like
Maybe.
$250 or $300 or whatever, I mean, you just give me a max budget. If they
It's
can
like
accommodate
325 or less,
$325 or less,
but I
if
would
I
need
can.
it by tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So let me put that request in.
So if you can't, it's okay. Just let me
Yeah.
know and I'll order one from Stellar. I'm just trying to avoid Stellar.
I appreciate you giving me first stab at this one. I don't care that it's a couple hundred dollars. An order is an order in my book, so.
Yeah.
Let me put that request in. Let them
Okay.
know it's got to be a today item, but it can go on invoice as long as it's under 325.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you can give me, about an hour?
Yeah, if I don't answer, just shoot me a text.
I can do
I
that.
haven't had my phone on me most of the time.
No problem.
I'm not ignoring you,
I wouldn't think so. That thought
I
never crossed my mind. My thought was, wow, she's busy. Busy is good. Well, it can be good, so hopefully.
I'm just tired. I'm ready for Christmas to be over.
I keep
Cat's over
telling
here nodding her
myself,
head.
yep. I keep telling myself, like, all right, this is my last Christmas. This is my last Christmas. Here I am 16 years later. This is still my Christmas. Damn it.
It's not the worst place to be.
No, it's really not. I mean, my buddy that I work out on his boat on the weekends and stuff, like he's like, during this time of the year, I can't work Saturdays because I'm working RDI.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you still do it? He's like, you could work for, you could work more with me, da da da. And I go, you don't understand. I like my job. I like what I do.
Yeah.
I don't always like the customers, not jewelers, customers.
Yeah.
Your customers, not, I'm not saying you in particular, I'm saying I'm generalizing here,
Yeah.
are
You don't have to explain.
frustrating at times. So I wish that was a little bit different. But overall, like,
Yeah.
I consider a lot of my jewelers my friends. Like, I talk to them. Heck, I know their kids. They play sports, birthdays, all that stuff. That
Yeah.
part's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
It's just the end consumer is a pain in the ass sometimes, where you just go, ah, frustrating.
Nope, I feel that.
All in all, not the worst job to have by any means.
No. I'm sure you get to meet a lot of interesting people too, so that helps
Certainly.
keep the entertainment there.
Yes. I will say it's. There are times where it's far from monotonous. It definitely has some interesting times. So, I'm going to ask you, just because I know you've placed an order with me before. If you want anything custom engraved for any gifts, let me know. I can either
Okay.
order it from Amazon, have it shipped directly to me, or you could ship it directly to me if you want to do that as well. Okay. And I can have stuff made for you if you want to do any Christmas gifts that are engraving.
Okay.
I'm doing that for a lot of people down here, so I figured I'd just throw that out something unique, something different.
Let you know, I think I'm almost done with Christmas.
Are you really
almost
done shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those people. You get things done fast.
Well, yeah, I don't want to. I'll forget if I don't do it.
So I'm the complete opposite. I've gone out on Christmas Eve before to start my shopping.
No, yeah, not to start. I can't do that. Too much anxiety. I'm not a planner, but that is too much anxiety for me.
Yeah, I recall one Christmas actually walking around Macy's just going, all right, what can I get my mom? What can I get my dad?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm going to their house tonight. What can I go? What can I get?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I always thought it was funny when I was shopping for my mom and my dad, because my mom, I would always get her, like, the house tools, the fix-it stuff, the, like, you know, DIY, whatever. And then my dad, I always got, like, cozy slippers or robes, like, pamper stuff.
Funny how, like, you just have two different – I mean, my dad's kind of the same. My mom, I can shop for. I can always find something for my mom. My dad, forget about it. He has everything. He hates getting gifts to begin with. It's all right, Dad, you're getting a robe. You're getting slippers. I don't even know what to get you.
I got my dad a book this year that's how to decorate with plants.
Is he a plant guy? Like, does he?
He's a plant guy, and he tries to, but I think it's overwhelming. So I think he needs some refining.
that's your subtle way of telling him, hey, Dad, I need some refining.
I'm really good at passive-aggressive gifts. And then a few weeks ago, I was sorting through all these little itty-bitty teeny-tiny diamonds to, like, you know, sort out the sizes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it would be so much easier if I had something that would, like, pre-sort these. Like, I just scrape them into and they'd fall into it, you know?
Sure.
And Dad was like, well, they make those. I was like, they do? And so I found one on Amazon for like $45 when I'm buying him one.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice way of secretly finding out what people like or what they could use or what they could, you know, need, stuff like that.
Yeah. Like last year, our little mini kitchen over here, it was like dinosaur. Like, it was the white that was turned yellow because it was so old.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought him a new coffee maker and a new toaster oven and a new microwave last year.
Perfect.
And I'm like, it's for you, but it's for the store. So
it's the trifecta. It's for you. It's for the store. Oh, and I get to use it too.
Yeah. It worked out. Actually, I might see, now that you mentioned that.
Like, I do Christmas tree ornaments, too.
Yeah.
So if you want anything like that, I can do.
Okay. I've done, like, glass etching on Christmas ornaments.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then, like, shot glasses and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I kind of wish I could do glass. I supposedly, with my laser, I'm supposed to be able to do glass. I've just never.
It's been, scary.
Yeah, I've never been brave enough to try it because I'm like, I'm gonna shatter this thing and have shards in my arm. No, thank you.
What are you looking for? I can't hear you. Oh, yeah. Hold on just a moment. Cameron, I got to go. Sorry.
Oh, yep, you're good. No problem.
Let me know about the marquee, please.
Will do. I'll let you know here shortly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See ya.
Bye.